Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wrestling It Factor Radio for August the 4th, 2015. Your host, Wayne Benitez. How's it going, wrestling fans? We are going to have on the show tonight WCW 10-time tag team champion Stevie Ray. Yes, he'll be on here to talk about his memories of Global Wrestling Federation and WCW, and including his thoughts of his brother being in the WWE Hall of Fame. Getting some a little bit tidbit news. Recently, Jerry Lynn has a GoFundMe page. Trying to raise $15,000 for his neck surgery. So far, it's now $11,000 of donations. Even all these several guys in the wrestling business donated. Steve Austin, CM Punk, Austin Aries, Adam Cole from Ring of Honor, even leader contribute, Mick Foley. Daniel Bryan also contribute. Samoa Joe also contribute also. Yes, definitely he deserve it. Definitely a legend in our business, first class. And for example, guys like Virgil, Mike Jones is doing some stupid shit for GoFundMe, trying to get $1 million, I want to be a $1 million man, all that bullshit. Even ripping people off in the stands, every venue he goes to, even the subway, for $25 or whatever, $30 for autograph picture, all this shit. Crazy, man. Also, Monday Night Raw's viewership is the same from last week, with 7.8 million viewers. That's also an entry because of the tribute to Roddy Piper doing the show. The show's been good for the last two days so far. Definitely improved. Also, Cesaro, there have been a lot of signs and holding up for Cesaro on Raw last Monday. They were not plants. Some fan ended up passing out flyers to thousands of people inside the arena to support Cesaro, in which it worked for television, definitely. Mm-hmm. Also, Roddy Piper is one of those legends in his business. Definitely. Hall of Famer, Intercontinental Champion, WWE Tag Champs, WCW US Champion. And definitely will be missed, definitely. And responsible for Rock and Wrestling and WrestleMania also. The number one heel in the mid-80s, and if it wasn't for him or Cyndi Lauper, even though Hogan was the headliner for WrestleMania, but he was, if they didn't connect to the Rock and Wrestling, I don't know where would WWE be today. So he laid the groundwork for it, to execute it, to get it done. I still remember that episode as a little kid, seeing him hit Cyndi, using Cyndi Lauper's plaque that she won her album award, and it actually hit Captain Lou about upside his head, Piper did, and ended up kind of kicking Cyndi Lauper, and that's what caused the MTV, I would say, even got more popular with the Rock and Wrestling and other celebrities like Tina Turner and others. Bruce Springsteen, all of them came out to say that they're frustrated with Piper the way he did, and this is what brought Hogan to walk to the settle the score confrontation on MTV. Just amazing, definitely a good actor also in movies. Also, James Storm once again has left TNA Wrestling. This was his last TV tapings. And they continue to, we'll see where it goes. I guess TNA will go in the dark after the end of September until they get a TV deal somewhere. While they still be doing, international commitments elsewhere. Mm-hmm. Just really the hope for them to stay around, along with Lucha Underground, still waiting on to get a huge TV deal from Televee or Lunavision also, for that company to stay around for another season. And definitely Jeff Jarrett is still trying to get a TV deal out there for Global Force Wrestling. Definitely, we need wrestling to do even more better. And kudos to Titus O'Neil for giving back to the homeless and the needy last weekend. He actually contributed to having them to go out to restaurants, top restaurants in the city. He paid for their lunch and everything, and he did other wonderful things to them. And big ups to him. Stay blessed, Titus. Definitely. He definitely needs the push in WWE as a main eventer. Definitely. He has it. He has charisma, and definitely. He could be the first 100% black champion that he has in that company. Not taking away anything from Dwayne Johnson or Rock, which is half black, half Samoan. So it should be good, though. So take a commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Watch out now.
Yeah.
My songs on, I gotta get my bro on some thoughts on. Order three buckets on me, but we get them all dope off the bus. You getting jelly, pulling my hoes off the look. You getting jelly, you won't hate me, cause your wifey wants an autograph. I'm looking her eyes, I can see she wants more than that. When I see fat asses, I make fat passes like quarterback. Beat nuts, go with that. Your shit, order whack. Don't think I'm dead, I have you fooling with my cheddar hard rock. Ever since junior high, swell, I fly, fella. Taking my beats to make your crowd get up. I'm fed up, niggas wanna bring it,
whatever.
With a grenade, now you flapping like a mermaid, yapping off with your cough and the lips while I'm at the bar, bagging the bartender tips, and I bag this chick with a high in the eye. She did the butterfly, rubbing her ass against my button fly. I could already imagine my shit stuck inside. Every time I strike, haters be like that fucking guy. How's that joke? It's hard for you to swallow. It don't take much for us to let the metal holler.
Campaign to the killers who be loving the chicas and champagne. Thugs who be wild in the club and Santane. Players who be pimping the hoes with no brains. Front watch a nigga get shot from close range. The most strange, crazy motherfucker won't change. Beat nuts forever, die hard, you want pain? Cause you walking out of here breathing is insane. Flip a beat fast, you leave the club with a heat rash. You got a weak stat, came in the club with a free pass. I ain't even know they made a rollie for your cheap ass. Making me laugh, you was in jail wearing knee pads. Not a beat pass, gotten over your head, it's over your day. Range Rover, both of your legs, to both of us that platinum getting took this year. Cause for real, there ain't nothing but crooks in here, nigga.
How's that joke? It's all for you to swallow. It don't take much for us to let the metal holler. Next up, the man of old black and pala. Some nigga only fuck with muchacha mala. Big Jew, dime lo coño, how we do?
How we do? Don't call it a man, they like you.
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
Montana, you know when you hear that? Hand murder. Hand made my first meal, start tweaking, ho. And told my old bitch I ain't speaking how. Montana, I'm a block nigga. You heard they shot me and I shot nigga. Young ho, boss, let a rock, let a rock. Three bricks for a verse, that's a swap, nigga. Shot my nigga, me, he on lock, nigga.
got my nigga Mac, he in a box, nigga. Pull up La Marina in a yacht, nigga. Skate off like a pirate with your thot, nigga. You heard she's a freaky hoe. Bitch ain't loyal, she fuck breezy hoe. Believe me, you can ask Dweezy hoe. I heard she fucked Puff like a week ago, But I still want the pussy though. I'ma smurder dance on a pussy hoe. That bitch ass full of bullet holes. Still paid couple grand to that pussy hoe. I'ma smurder dance on 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 that pussy hoe.
It chew me up some hot nigga. Like I told bitch I see when I shot nigga. Like you seen him twirl then he drop nigga. And we keep the mind millies on my block nigga. And my dick keep it on him, he done drop niggas. And he be wildin', he some hot nigga. Tones known to get busy with them clocks, nigga. Try to run down and you can catch a shot, nigga. Running through these checks till I pass out. And shorty give me neck till I pass out. I swear to God, all I do is cash out. And if you ain't a hoe, get up on my trap house. I've been selling crackers like the fifth grade. Really never made no difference with the shit made. Jaja told me flip them packs and how to maintain. Get that money back and spend it on the same thing. Shorty like the way that I ball out. I be getting money till I fall out. You talking cash, dog, I goes all out. Shorty love the way that I floss out. Free greasy them, let all of my dogs out. Mama send no pussy cats inside my dog house. That's what got my daddy locked up in the dog pound. Free stand on them, let all of my dogs out. We gon' pull up in that like we cops on them. With them 16s, we gon' put some shots on them. I send a little dot, send a drop on them. She gon' call me up and I'ma stick the hot on them. Grammy Savage, that's who we are. Grammy Shooters dressed in G-Star. GS9, I go so hard. With GS for my gun squad. And bitch, if there's a problem, we gon' gun brawl. Shots popping up the AR. I'm with Trigger, I'm with Rasha, I'm with A-Raw. Broad daylight and we gon' let them things fall. Tell them niggas free me, she owe me Subway. Free Breezy, ho. And tell my niggas murder team, ho. About a week ago, Fuck with us and then we tweaking, ho. Run up on that nigga, get to squeezing, ho. Everybody catching bullet holes, Niggas got me on my bullet, yo. I'ma run up, put that gun on him, I'ma run up, go dumb on him, Niggas got me on that young shit, Got me on that go dumb shit, Got me on that go dumb shit, man. Trap more than this motherfucker. Hotter than a bitch. Hey, yo, pull up. I need some more drinks.
Blog Talk Radio.
I'm never confused. Hey, I'm so used to being you. So wrong when you hold it excessive. Cause I hate when the moment's excessive. So I'ma care for you, I'ma care for you. Yeah, 'cause girl, you're perfect. You're always
don't pay it no mind, mind, mind. We live in our lives. Hey, hey, you're my favorite kind of night.
Welcome to Wrestling It Factor Radio. Your host with the most, Wayne Benitez. How's it going, ladies and gentlemen? This show we have special guests from WWE Tough Enough, Gabby Castro-Vinci. She'll be a little later coming on the show to talk about her experience of Tough Enough and what's her future plans. Let's get in some tidbit news. Recently, Destination America has pulled Ring of Honor from their prime time slot of 8 o'clock now to 11 p.m. at night. They have lost interest in the show, and it seems like it's a bad sign with them. And even with the situation of TNA, they're not up for renewal, and let's see where things headed for the next couple months. And Ring of Honor's deal with Destination America ends in December, and I just hope they're on good signs with the network. And other tidbits, WWE has eliminated several things from Hogan, even the Rock and Wrestling cartoons on the WWE Network. And also things they're trying to eliminate, like for 2K video game, 2K16, eliminated the Hulkamania character. Even with sponsors, and also WWE has lost $50 million from the stock market ever since the negative of Hulkamania, of him being fired for those racial comments. It wasn't a good week or going in a weekend for Vince McMahon, definitely. And we have a guest for you from WWE Tough Enough. Give it up for Gabby Castro-Vinci.
Hi, how are you?
Doing good. Welcome to Wrestling It Factor.
I'm sorry.
Welcome to Wrestling X Factor Radio.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Yes, it's an honor. And tell me, do you have a background in sports before joining Tough Enough?
Yes, I started as a bodybuilder, a bikini competitor, and that was the base to move on to WWE.
Amazing. It was it the WBFF?
Yeah, that's the federation that I became a professional fitness model back last year in April, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, accomplished for a lot of women, even to making into pro wrestling also. A lot of women came from muscle and fitness.
Yeah, there's a lot out there. You know, and I think it's a good base. As I said, I used this to move on with WWE. Obviously, I didn't have my body in a good shape before. I didn't have any stage experience and, you know, public experience, and that was a good start to me.
Awesome. And also, you have a background in jiu-jitsu, martial arts.
You know, I'm not an expert. I did do it for quite a while, you know, but I'm not an expert at it. I just did it for fun, so I can't speak much for it, you know what I mean?
Right. Is it true also you have your own Brazilian leggings online business?
Yes, I design and I manufacture I design here in America, obviously, and I manufacture everything in Brazil. If people are interested in buying them, it just go on my Instagram or Twitter at Tough Gabby. There's a link there that leads to my website.
Awesome. Were you surprised that you made it? Out of a million entries to WWE Tough Enough?
Yeah, I was very surprised. It was 11,000 applicants, and that came down to 40 contestants. And from there, they narrowed down to 13. I actually didn't make it to the final 13. Triple H invited me back to Tough Enough after the contestant Ashley got diagnosed with a heart problem. So, yeah, I was very impressed and proud, obviously, to be part of Tough Enough.
Yes. And you was definitely trying to become the first Brazilian woman to be in the WWE roster.
I am trying to become the first Brazilian diva, you know what I mean?
Right.
I continue to do my training since the day after my elimination, and it's going to happen. It's just a matter of time.
Yes, definitely. There have been a lot of previous experience from women and men from Tough Enough end up signing with WWE right away also.
Yeah. I mean, we're hoping for the best. You know, I'm doing what I can right now. Like I said in previous interviews, my goal is to get, you know, in-ring training immediately. And I'm getting trained by, you know, one of the legends of the Samoan, at the Wild Samoan training facility in Mineola. And I'm in great hands right now, and I believe this is going to happen very soon because I'm doing my best.
How was the experience so far working with Alpha the Wild Samoan?
You know what, it's amazing because he's such a sweet person, you know, like he's extremely kind. You know, every day that I leave, every night, because I would train at night times, that I leave his center, he would text me and say, "Hey, baby, how you doing? How's your neck? How's your back?" You know, he's really concerned about his students. He's, you know, he's an amazing person, you know.
Yes, and he's so much of a, you know, it's so like he's a member of your family. That's how he treats his students and stuff also.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's how pretty much it works at his facility. You know, we all a family, so we're treated like so, you know what I mean? So there's no hostility, you know, we all get along. Everybody's extremely friendly, and they care about each other, you know. If there's one thing that I couldn't get it, and it took me literally 300 times to do it, which is a handstand and a body slam, and I couldn't do it. So, you know, 10 of them, like, were trying to teach me because everybody does it differently, and I finally got it, you know what I mean? So he'll not let you go until you actually do it, you know what I mean? So I'm really happy with my training right now, and it couldn't be any better.
Right. Definitely, you hanging in there, and you have so much passion for it.
Yeah, and that's what comes down to it, you know. If I wasn't passionate about the business, I'll be like, all right, I got my TV time, like, you know, let's move on to the next thing. But I'm very determined and optimistic that I will make to WWE eventually. You know, obviously the first step is to get in with NXT, and my goal right now is to do the tryout in October, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, we wish you good luck on that also.
Thank you.
Definitely. What was your first memories of meeting Triple H?
Very intimidating, you know. Although he's a very nice person, but when you get to meet a boss, you know, you get very intimidated, and you don't want to say the wrong thing. But, you know, and I just said it to him, listen, if you like me, that's all that matters. Others' opinions, I don't care, you know what I mean? So that's pretty much when he brought me back. That's the conversation that we had, you know, that you guys probably saw.
Definitely. I noticed that one of the episodes of Tough Enough, y'all had to go through obstacles of lifting body bags and running up the steps. How was that experience?
It's the hardest thing I've done in my entire life. I mean, I'm in pretty good shape. I have good cardio. My cardio is not great. You know, the best example you can have in there is Tanner. That guy is, like, unbeatable when it comes to cardio. But it was very intense. What made it worse for all of us was the heat, because it was 105 degrees that day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this, those temperatures in Florida can be real high, definitely. I don't know how I would have done that cardio. It would have been real tough for me.
Yeah, like, it was tough for all of us, but, you know, as long as you did it, I believe all of us were winners. You know, it doesn't matter if you came first or last. The point was to do it. You know what I mean?
Right.
So nobody chickened out.
Also, was it true between you and Amanda that Amanda, you didn't get along with Amanda throughout the whole Tough Enough?
I mean, we did get along in the beginning, like I said before. We know each other from the past. We competed against each other. We're never friends. We're never enemies. But it comes down to it that I am so, like, real and straightforward. If I do have something that's holding, I mean, that's bothering me, I'm going to say something, and that's exactly what happened. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I also did not need anybody to defend myself. I knew how to defend myself, so I didn't have what they call it in the show, a sidekick. You know, it was me against pretty much everybody else.
Right. Mm-hmm. And it's like she came across like the, you know, of the bitch of tough enough.
Who, me or her?
Amanda.
I mean, she said I am the bitch, but, you know, she proved, you know, the public wrong because she's the one that's the bitch, you know what I mean? I am just a straightforward person.
Right. Definitely. But you hold your ground and definitely went past it, and y'all definitely worked it together on the body slams and other training there also on Tough Enough.
Yeah, they're called professionalism. You know, I can have a problem with anybody, but when it comes down to work, the work is going to be done.
Right. That's what the business all about, is within one another, doing work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Were you also nervous at first to do some of the risk-taking bumps on Tough Enough?
No, I wasn't scared at all. You know, that's why I was there for, to learn how to wrestle. The only thing that threw me off, I think, jumped on trampoline backwards, and I'm afraid of heights. So that was the only time that I was like, oh, you know, okay. But honestly, they're not going to put anybody through something that's unsafe, you know what I mean? Like, you know, swimming on that swamp. You know, people were scared, but I knew nothing was going to happen, you know. I was the only girl, I think, that I was like, you know what, whatever. You know, screw this. Just swim. Swim to the boat and come back. You know, make sure you don't lose your belt, because they gave us an NXT belt, and that's what I did, you know. Like, to be honest with you, there's not a lot of things in life that scared me, because I came from Brazil. I went through a lot of tough times. And Tough Enough is just, you know, another chapter of my life.
Yes, definitely. Yes, I'm with you also, because when I started wrestling school, I was actually terrified of heights, and I overcame that. But it wasn't an easy obstacle, definitely.
Yeah, you know, eventually I'll cross the bridge again. You know, that move, it's for experts, you know. But, you know, I'll do whatever it takes to become the next diva.
Exactly, yeah. And how was it like when going to the Tough Enough, when it was doing also the impromptu comedy with Chris Jericho, how was that experience?
Oh, my God. Chris Jericho was amazing. We actually had a talk with him afterwards for like 30 minutes, and he taught us about being in character and not being in character, how people dislike him because he did such a thing, you know, how it really affects people, just, you know, the way he portrayed himself when he was in character, people really believed it, you know what I mean? So, and I've been called out that I don't know how to do a promo. You know, obviously I know how to do a promo. You know, anybody can do a promo, but those two times that they had in camera, I was off guard. First of all, when I went again to Samantha, I didn't want to bash and trash her. I tried keeping, like, you know, things professional. I didn't look at her face because I'm so disgusted at her face I couldn't look at it. You know what I mean? So that hurt me at the end because she won that challenge and I lost for her. And then another promo came around at the elimination, which is I had rehearsed my elimination, you know, before, like for 4 weeks, and then they changed for a promo.
Wrestling X Factor. Hello, Wrestling X Factor.
Yeah, this is Stevie Ray.
Yes, you on now right now?
Yeah, man.
Welcome to Wrestling X Factor.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah, this is Stevie Ray.
Oh, okay. Yes, it's an honor for you to be on the night at Wrestling It Factor Radio.
Okay.
Yes. Yes. Tell me about, was it hard growing up in Houston, Texas, get into professional wrestling around in that area?
Is it hard growing up in Houston? Nah, no harder than anywhere else. Just like most
right.
other cities, you know.
Right.
You know, you go to school, you come home, you do your homework, and you play sports. That's pretty much about it.
Right.
So, no, not really. Not that I can
right.
remember anyway.
Right.
Pretty normal. Mm-hmm. Pretty normal.
Right. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Was it true that you called your brother and about getting into the wrestling business?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we decided called him and we decided to take a chance on it together.
Right.
Right. Yeah. So yeah, that is true, and that's what we did.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It definitely turned a lot of positive around. Definitely paid off later on.
Well, you know, with a lot of hard work and perseverance, you know, and being in the right place at the right time, getting some breaks here and there, you know. The pro wrestling business is not just pretty much like any other form of entertainment business, you know. It's a lot of times it's being in the right place at the right time and having a certain look that people are looking for. And that happened for us.
What are your memories of Scott Casey training you and your brother?
Actually, I remember Scott Casey just grilling us and making us learn this and making us learn that. And, you know, he was very persistent into how he wanted us to do things. And he was always giving us insight on if you ever make it in the business, you got to know this. Or if you ever get to this level, you got to know this. So he's very persistent in that. And we are very grateful to him for instilling that in us.
Definitely. Was Joe Blanchard also a part of this?
Yeah, Joe was there, but Joe was there, but he wasn't much of a teacher. He was just kind of like there. Yeah.
Right.
And, you know, maybe more like an advisor than anything.
Right.
Right. Yeah. I really don't remember what Joe Blanchard did, to be honest. But I remember he was being there, and we used to talk to him a lot.
Right.
So I do remember that.
Yes. I noticed that when I first started watching you, even with the debut of WCW and some parts of Global Wrestling Federation, that both of y'all kind of remind me of even the characters in even the R&B group Full Force, their character from House Party.
Yeah, I never heard that before, but I know exactly who you're talking about.
Right.
Yeah.
And what are your memories of Global Wrestling Federation?
Well, Global was the Global Wrestling Federation. Man, I just remember working with so many experienced guys. I mean, to be honest, I think me and my brother had to be the most inexperienced guys in Global at the time we were there. So every time we got in the ring with somebody, it was somebody that was really had a lot of experience and trying to help us come up to the next level. And that's pretty much why we learned more in Global than we learned anywhere, working with those guys in Global. They had so much talent back in those days.
And definitely today a lot of people can see Global Wrestling Federation on ESPN Classics. Definitely, they show all the repeats of the Epi experience.
Yeah, you know, I've caught a couple of them. You know, I didn't even know they were showing them anymore, and till people started hitting me up, you know, on Twitter and Facebook, saying, you know, I saw one of your old matches last night. And I'm like, where? On ESPN Classics, and I'm like, really? I didn't even know. I don't even know what I do now, but I didn't even know what station my ESPN Classics was on in my own house. So. But I've caught a couple of them, though. That's pretty cool.
Right. Yeah. What's your memories of wrestling in the sportatorium?
Pretty much just like I said before, you know, just sportatoriums. Sportatorium was, back when we were there, was pretty hype place, man. You know, it was pretty. When we first got there, it was no. When we first started wrestling there, it was hardly nobody in the building. I mean, when we would wrestle, just it was pretty much empty. But then after a couple of months, when we came on the scene, the place was full. Everybody wanted to come out and see the Ebony Experience. So those were my memories. We always had a good crowd. People loved Booker T and Stevie Ray in the Sportatorium, and I'll never forget that.
Right, definitely. Also, were y'all still there when also the wrestler known as Rasta, actor Lester Spate, was there at Global?
What was that again?
The pro wrestler Rasta, that's now that's now the actor Lester Spate.
Yeah, what about him?
Yes, do y'all have the chance of working with him?
No. No, he wasn't in Global when we were there.
Right. Y'all definitely worked with Brickhouse Brown and King Fawson.
Yeah, I think we did. I think we did. I can't remember everybody. But I think we did. I know we worked with right. King Parsons. I don't right. remember Brickhouse Brown, but maybe he was there too. But like I said, there were so many guys in and out of there.
Right.
I can't. I vaguely remember everybody.
Right. Definitely tons of guys there, and that's definitely the groundbreaking of y'all to go to WCW along with maybe several others from Global.
Yeah, Global had a hell of a alumni of guys to come out of there and make it to the next level, and that goes to show you how much talent was there. You know, because a lot of guys came out of there, and we were in that same alumni group that came out of there, so. Global had a lot of talent, man.
Y'all definitely worked with the Handsome Stranger Buff Bagwell later on in WCW with the Patriot.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he came out of there, too. Alex Parteau came out of there. Who went on to WWE as the Pug for a minute. Ahmed Johnson came out of there.
A little bit of pride in you that said, hey, we bounced.
Oh, man, I can't even remember them all. Like you said, Rasta, the Voodoo Man, he came out of there.
Cobblestone Street.
Oh, man, the list goes on and on.
Right.
The Patriot. Right. The Patriot wrestled there for a while. Jeff Jarrett wrestled there for a while. 1-2-3 Kid, X-Pac, he wrestled there for a while.
Right.
Oh man. I just really thought about how many people came out of there. We had a lot of guys come out of there, yeah, we did.
Right. Definitely Hugh Morris also. Yes. What are your memories of debuting in WCW?
My memories debuting in WCW.
The first debuting under the name of Kane and Cole.
Yeah, I remember the first. I remember our debut, but I don't remember. I know it was just like a get over match. That's basically all I remember.
Right.
It was just almost like a tryout type match. I can't remember that kind of stuff.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I remember doing it, but I don't remember who we wrestled or anything like that.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Whose idea in the back to give y'all those names?
I have no idea.
Right.
I can't remember. That's office stuff. I have no idea.
Right.
Yeah.
Y'all definitely had a good feud with the Nasty Boys. What's your thoughts of the Nasty Boys?
You know, we had some good feuds with a lot of teams, you know. The Nasty Boys were fun to work with. Like I say, the Patriots and Marcus Bagwell were fun to work with. The Steiner Brothers were fun to work with. Lex and Sting were fun to work with. You know, the list goes on and on. We had fun with every tag team that we ever had a program with, you know. So all of them were good, all of them. And we had good matches with all of them.
Definitely. And definitely y'all were assigned to Sister Sherry. What are your thoughts of the legend, Sensational Sherry?
She was a consummate professional. She worked right into the package, and the package, you know, became complete. And like I say, after the package came complete, we got on the road working with all the top tag teams in professional wrestling at that time. So it was all good. It was all good.
Right. And y'all also had the infamous segment. That time, I think, in 94, 95, WCW Uncensored with Booker T saying, quote, unquote, we coming after you, N-word. Was that posted meant to happen?
I vaguely remember it. So if I hadn't ever seen it on YouTube, I wouldn't even remember it. It even happened.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Right.
But it's definitely getting over a million views on YouTube. Also,
well, yeah.
30 seconds.
I mean, it is. It's been getting views on YouTube for years. For years. I don't remember
right.
the pay-per-view. I don't remember the name of it. I just remember, vaguely it happening, but it was over and done with that day until it came out on YouTube years later.
Right.
Right. So.
Any thoughts of Robert Lee, Parker?
Rob Parker? I remember us having a program with Dick Slater and Bunkhouse Buck, and he was their manager. That's really about it that I can remember. Other than
right.
the fact that, you know, I would see him, you know, he was always cool with us and, you know, outside of wrestling and stuff like that, but.
Right.
That's pretty much the only thing. I remember us doing a little program with him and Sherry was doing a thing together as we were a tag team. That's pretty much
right.
all I remember.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was definitely a classical thing on WCW television of the wedding and also with Medusa getting involved to go after
right
the feud with Sherry. Yeah,
I remember that now. Yeah, that's what it was. Like I said, a lot of this stuff kind of runs together.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember. I remember shooting that out. In Vegas. I can't remember what year or anything, but I do remember it now.
Right.
Shot that in Vegas, Las Vegas.
Any thoughts of Eric Bischoff?
I mean, other than Eric being the boss, no. I mean, other than Eric running the show, that's pretty much all I remember about it.
Right.
Yeah. For a while, anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
Y'all definitely took off more as baby faces once Hall and Nash came in. Also,
We didn't care. We could work baby face heel. It didn't make us any difference.
Right.
Because we knew we were professionals. We could do anything.
Right.
It didn't make any difference.
Okay.
We didn't make any difference what side of the rope we were on. We did the same thing.
Right.
You know.
Right. Was it your idea to come up with the words fruit booty and suckers got to know?
Everything we came up with on our own. WCW never gave us anything. We came up with our own costumes. We came up with our own demeanor. We came up with our own catchphrases. We came up with the finish names. We came up with everything. That's how NF to WCW is, or was at the time. If you didn't come up with some stuff good for yourself, you wasn't going to get anything good.
Right.
We even had to come up with our own angle sometime to do with other teams.
Right.
Right. Because that's just how WCW was ran sometimes.
Right.
They concentrated on couple of guys and didn't really give a shit about everybody else. So,
right.
So if you could come up with things to help yourself, you'd be better off.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Any thoughts of that time joining the New World Order?
Yeah, I mean. They wanted me to join in. WCW wanted me to join the NWO. I never really wanted to do it, but you know, I'm a team player, so
I
went along with it. But after a while, it became kind of cool to do, you know. But I actually never wanted to do that, but you know, whatever.
Yeah. And I just noticed before even in the videos and up. Meeting other WCW guys that they didn't really wanted to be part of it, like Jericho or a couple others.
Mm-hmm. I don't even remember who was in NWO.
Right.
Matter of fact, a promoter called me today actually, and was asking me about some promoters putting together the Comic-Con up in New York, and he said he was looking for ex-NWO guys. And one of the guys mentioned Jeff Jarrett, and I was like, was Jeff Jarrett in the NWO? I don't even remember. Maybe he was. I don't even remember. Was he? I said, brother, I don't even remember. Maybe he was. I don't know.
Right.
But that shows you how much I paid attention to things.
Right. I noticed that WWE, did a rib on the NWO about how many members and Jericho or guys like Big Show was joking about. It was about maybe 30 or 40 guys in the NWO.
Right, they probably ain't lying either.
Right.
I lost count, brother. Don't ask. I have no idea how many people was in the NWO. That's a good question. That should be a quiz question, you know, a trivia question, you know. How many wrestlers are actually in the NWO? Can you name them?
Right.
Nobody would win that.
I think that'll be all day, all 24 hours.
Yeah, I don't even think it's documented anywhere. So,
right.
Who knows?
Also, you and Booker T have won the belts about ten times in WCW also.
Mm-hmm.
And that's actually a record for tag team goal also in a company.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
Right.
We might have won more than that. I think we lost count.
Right.
You know, I don't remember. I remember. I don't even remember 10. My brother remembers it. I don't remember.
Right.
I never kept up with that kind of stuff. He used to always say, you know, this is our seventh time. This is our eighth time. I had no idea.
Right.
You know, because the belts changed hands so much. I mean, not so much, but, you know, it was like for several years. You know, we have the belts for a long time, and then we wouldn't. And we have them for a long time, then we wouldn't lose them. I never kept up with that stuff. But he said 10, so I guess it was 10.
Right.
Like I said, it could have been 12 or 13 for all I know.
Right. Also, how was it like to form a new faction of Harlem Heat with Big T that was known as Armand Johnson, Biggs, and Master P's bodyguard?
It was fun.
Cassius.
It was fun. It was fun. We had a lot of fun with it.
Right.
A lot of fun with it. We enjoyed it very much.
Definitely at first you were feuding with your brother and Midnight also.
Yeah, I think so. I think so, yeah.
Right,
like I said, a lot of stuff I don't remember.
Right.
I mean, I remember, but I don't remember. But, you know, I do remember that vaguely.
Right.
Because it started, and the next thing I know, Midnight wasn't even there anymore. They had fired her. So I'm like, okay, yeah, I guess we did have a feud with her for a minute, you know.
Right.
So I don't know.
Right.
That's weird.
Mm. Right. Was it your decision to do color commentary for most of the time in WCW?
Well, no, you just can't walk out and do color commentary. I mean, you know, that's the office makes decisions for that kind of stuff.
Right.
Not me.
Like they do.
I never wanted to do that, but they wanted me to do it.
Right.
Right.
For some reason.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
But I think it was more definitely entertaining thing on WCW for Thunder, definitely.
Well, that's what they tell me. You know, well, I try to do the best job I could possibly do, you know, but, you know, I wanted to be still in the ring or either be a road agent. I didn't want to do commentary, but it didn't make no difference. I'd do whatever. I'm a team player, like I always said.
Right.
So. I do what it takes.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, and I noticed that a lot of wrestlers today that from WCW wish it was a WCW was still around because of their the paychecks.
Well, yeah. I mean, everybody wants a paycheck.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, that goes without saying.
Right.
But that don't mean they will still be in WCW.
Right.
You know?
Right.
You know, that don't deal. WCW probably had to have a whole new roster, you know.
Right.
Even if they were still around. So that goes without saying.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Also, y'all been, you and your brother been having a successful opening up the wrestling school and Booker T's reality shows also?
Been going very well. Been going very well. Got a couple of shows this weekend.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Got Summer Champions coming up Saturday. And we got a show down in Nacogdoches, Texas, Friday.
Right.
Looking forward to that this weekend. So that's going very well.
Right.
Right.
And I noticed that it's the buildings are so full. They kind of remind me of a world class in the sportatorium.
Yeah, a little bit. Mm-hmm. You can say that.
Were you surprised that WWE called you to do induct your brother in the Hall of Fame?
No. Was I surprised? No. No, not at all.
Right. Mm-hmm. What's your thoughts of Vince McMahon as a promoter?
Hey, Vince McMahon, just like any other promoter out there, he's trying to give people a product and make as much money as he possibly can.
Right.
Yeah, you know, it ain't rocket science.
Right.
That's what he's trying to do. He's trying to be a main. Vince McMahon trying to be a mainstream player,
right?
And mainstream entertainment, and right. I think for most part, I think he's done that.
Right.
Right.
He's a driven man.
Like so many generations of the McMahons, and it's they have so many generations of the McMahons, and it's the company is actually at is building mainstream from being in for stock market and other Hollywood entertainment also.
Yep, that's true.
Right.
Yeah, that's what separates Vince from everything and everybody else.
Right.
Right.
Do you ever watch Tough Enough, Booker T, training Tough Enough?
Actually, I was trying to watch it last night, and I fell asleep. But I didn't. I don't even remember what nights it come on. What night does it come on?
Tuesday night at 8 or 9 o'clock.
Oh, it was on tonight.
Right.
Oh, I didn't realize that. I don't keep up with it very much.
Right.
Because it's not entertaining to me.
Right.
It's not entertaining to me. It's just a reality show. It looked like something that should be on ESPN. I'm not me, but MTV or something like that instead of USA doing contests and stuff like that. You know, that's more. That's not going to teach a person how to be a professional wrestler.
Right.
But you know, I guess it's all good for television or whatever. So I thought these people came there to learn how to be professional wrestlers.
Right. There's a couple that are pro wrestlers, like Patrick Clark that got eliminated early. and Chelsea Green is still there for the on the women's side.
Oh, really? Okay. I wasn't aware of that. Because I'm like, the only thing I see is people arguing and stuff like that. I'm like, thought you guys were supposed to be in the ring trying to learn how to wrestle.
Right.
But you're doing some kind of contest in the water or something. So
right.
I'm like, okay, right. Whatever.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't know. What do I know?
Right.
Right.
That is up to the creators of behind the scenes that they stuff they can sell to they want to have other people watch.
I guess, but I don't know. I thought the show was going to be about people that was coming in and going to be going to a wrestling school and learning how to wrestle and things of that nature. But apparently I was wrong.
Right.
Right.
Yep. And I just hope the ones that won it be prepared to the lookout for the ones at NXT or the dirty roster because their contract will be probably making more than most of the developmental students or a couple guys on the main roster.
Yeah, whoever that may be.
Right.
Because I'm like, okay, if they win the show, I don't know, this is just me. If they win the show, are they going to be ready to wrestle? I can't see anybody on that show being ready to wrestle. You know?
Right.
I mean, maybe I'll see it in the future, maybe in some of the shows in the future, because I just see a bunch of people doing bunch of talking behind the scenes. I haven't seen nobody really learn anything about wrestling yet.
Right.
Oh. Right.
I mean, yeah, they mostly bodybuilders
Regardless what you are, you know, you still got to learn how to wrestle.
Right.
I don't care what discipline you're from, you still got to learn how to wrestle.
Right.
I mean, I know they do these contests and stuff, but that don't teach nobody how to wrestle.
Right.
Right.
Still got to get in the ring and learn how to wrestle.
Definitely, yep.
I'm just saying, maybe I'm missing something, but, you know.
Right.
That's just me.
Yeah, they definitely won't have to pay their dues like anyone else that paid money.
It ain't but one way to learn how to wrestle.
Right.
And that's getting in the ring and grinding.
Right.
That's the only way I know.
Right.
And it ain't but one way. Just because you win a reality show, that still don't mean you know how to wrestle.
Right.
Doesn't. You ain't finna learn how to wrestle, you know, hanging out in some academy school or house or something like that, talking crap to each other. You got to get in the ring.
Right.
Every day. Every night. Every day. For months at a time. And you still ain't going to know nothing.
Right.
That's how it happens. So it's really hard for me to really watch that stuff because it's like, I don't know of any wrestling school ever been, you know, set up like that.
Right.
Right.
At the end of a day of wrestling school.
I think it's just all about getting people that doesn't watch wrestling to turn in. To a reality show.
That might be true. You might be 100% true. I'm just saying, when I was in wrestling school, at the end of the day, you were dead tired from all the training. You know what I'm saying? And all the stuff and all the body slams and the bumping and the hip tosses and all this other stuff over and over and over again. That was wrestling school.
Right.
I haven't seen any of that.
Right. And I still remember also with WCW Power Plant also, they was tough on their students also there also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They want you to be ready.
Right.
That's the only way you can get people ready. Got to get them in the ring. And I seen one episode where the guy telling the other guy, I don't have to know anything about wrestling to be a wrestler. That makes no sense.
Right.
What kind of person want to be a wrestler, but you don't know anything about the wrestling business?
Right. Or any of the legends also.
You just want to be on. You just want to be on television.
Right.
But you know, I was like, that's crazy.
Right.
Most people want to be wrestlers. Are huge fans of wrestlers.
There's a possibility that he may have some time.
And this guy was actually selected over professional wrestlers that signed up for Tough Enough.
Oh, well. Like I said, oh, well.
Right.
Whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, but I think they did the right thing to eliminate him right quick also because he didn't even the guy didn't even know about Dusty Rhodes.
Wow. Really?
Right.
I didn't know that. Well, tell me when Dusty died?
Yeah.
And he didn't know who Dusty was?
Right.
Wow. Oh, well.
Yeah. Yeah, he's another muscle head they got from the, must have got from the gym or a magazine.
Yeah, perhaps. I don't know. I don't really watch the show very much.
Right.
And if I do, I don't watch the whole show because I always miss it. I don't know what time it's coming on, so I try to watch the replay. And then I don't know what time that's coming on.
Right.
It's all good. It was on tonight. They don't show a they don't show a repeat tonight, do they?
I don't know if they do or not. They probably do or maybe on online on a daily network or on a man.
Oh, okay.
But
any more questions?
You saying?
That about it.
Also, was it your decision to come back into the ring and wrestle for these shows?
Of course. Who else's decision would it be?
Right. And did you and Booker also wrestle for PWS?
No. My brother can't wrestle. He's under contract
right.
with WWE.
Right.
So he can't wrestle outside of WWE because he's a Hall of Famer.
Right.
And he can't wrestle any other wrestling organization if he's still wrestling for Vince.
Right.
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 Yeah.
But he got permission to do the one match that we did back in February.
Right.
He got permission to do that one match. That was it.
Right.
I wish he could, because we could really go around and do a lot of stuff, because we had a lot of people wanting to book us on a lot of stuff all over the world.
Right.
But he couldn't, in his new contract, he couldn't do it.
Right. But he do take time to run the his academy and reality show also.
He can do anything. He just can't wrestle.
Right.
Can't wrestle. He can do anything. He can do anything as far as any other business, but he cannot wrestle in the ring.
Right.
If time permits, and he's not doing something with Vince.
Right.
Right.
I definitely give you and your brother credit for giving back to the city of Houston for a wrestling school and for Booker T reality shows.
Right. Yeah, we get pleasure out of that.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. Do you also being still in contact with guys in WCW?
I don't stay in contact with anybody that I used to work with.
Right.
I never wrestled to be friends with a lot of people.
Right.
Lately on Twitter, I've hit a few people up on Twitter or something like that every now and then. But as far as really staying in touch with people and talking to people, no, I don't do that.
Right.
I got my own friends, and they're not wrestlers.
Right.
Right.
Before you go, do you have any shows you want to plug?
Yeah, like I said, we got a show in Nacogdoches, Louisiana this Friday, Reality of Wrestling. Got a big card coming down. And this weekend also, Humble Civic Center, August the 8th. The other show is August the 7th. August the 8th here in Houston, Humble Civic Center. Saturday night, we have another big show. And it's our second annual Summer of Champions. Got Devon Dudley coming in, got Bob Holly coming in, got Lita coming in, myself, along with the host of Reality Wrestling performers on the card also that night. So it's going to be a big night, big fun.
Definitely. Fans will go there. That's in the area of in Houston, Texas, or any parts of Texas.
Come on out.
Right. And it's Stevie Ray. It's an honor for you to come on Wrestling X Factor Radio.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You're welcome. You can come back anytime.
Hey, I appreciate it, bro.
All right. You have a good night.
Thank you, bro. You too.
All right.
All right.
All right.
That was NCW superstar Stevie Ray.
If you want to look up this archive, it's right on blogtalkradio.com/WrestlingXFactorRadio or on Facebook's fan page at Wrestling X Factor Radio Show or group page at Wrestling X Factor Radio group page. This is Wayne Benitez signing off. Later, everyone.